Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 1st. The grains closed lower with December corn down 11 and a half cents at 522 and three quarters. December wheat down 8 cents at 714 and a quarter. And November beans down 14 and three quarter cents at 1277 and three quarters. Oil was down 81 ticks. Meal was down 210. A lot of pressure today came from a couple of different avenues. First of all, the situation down in New Orleans is bad. The Cargill plant or the Cargill elevator is shut down. They've got some pretty good damage out there. They can't get it replaced till the power's turned back on in New Orleans, and nobody knows when that's going to be. So I think all the elevators there are shut down for the time being. So that certainly isn't helpful for the export market. The USDA apparently is going to review acreage on corn and beans on the September report. They usually do that on the October report. That would lead me to think that they may be underestimated as acres out here, but we'll have to see. This is the eighth week in a row ethanol has had lower production. That brings in the demand into question out here, so that's not helpful. We've got rains everywhere. We've got them in Brazil. We've got them in Argentina. We've got them in the Midwest. All these rains will certainly help the beans out here. And, you know, to some extent, it's still going to help the corn. It's not going to be certainly as helpful in the corn as it is in the beans, but, you know, things may be a little bit better than people think out here. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for good numbers on the corn. And beans, 1.2 million metric tons on the corn. Beans, 975. Wheat, 325. You know, the corn and bean numbers are good numbers, like I said. The trade is expecting at some point to see lower Brazilian numbers, another 2-3 million metric tons cut from their crop. But for the time being, the market really doesn't seem too worried about it. The funds are excessively long corn. Considering where we are technically out here, they're still long after today. My estimate is 230,000 contracts. They're long 37,000 beans, 7,000 meal, 33,000 oil. I think the funds are now short about 4,000 wheat out here. So, you know, the funds to blow out of 230,000 contracts, you know, could take this market significantly lower out here. Technically, the funds ought to be short in here, not long. So I don't know what they're going to do, but I think they're caught between a rock and a hard place out here. So we'll see what the funds decide to do. We've got next week, the Jewish New Year starts. And as they always say, sell the Jewish New Year, buy it back 10 days later on the Jewish Day of Atonement. So I think it's like the 6th to the 10th, roughly. So that could put more pressure on these grains. I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. The weather looks really good, 70s, high 70s to mid 80s in a lot of the areas out here. They've had good rains in a lot of places. So I suspect that the crops have gotten bigger and not smaller out here. So, you know, we've got the problem in the Gulf. That Cargill facility exports 9% of all the U.S. grain. You know, it's certainly going to take a hit out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.